Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I personally really enjoy seeing Oscar-winning actors or Oscar-nominated actors get a little goofy, because that's exactly what Timothée Chalamet did this weekend on Saturday Night Live. Not only was he the host, he was also the musical guest. And when I think of Timothée Chalamet, like, I think of him in some of these really serious roles. You know, he just took on Bob Dylan for A Complete Unknown. You know, he had a somewhat lighthearted role in Lady Bird, which was Greta Gerwig's film, and you know, he had somewhat of a serious role in Little Women. So seeing him just get weird, like, I want to see Timothée Chalamet in some more comedies, because he can pull it off really well. So he was in 3 sketches that have been going pretty viral on social media. The first one is when he's playing a doctor who has to quickly come to the rescue of a grandma when she passes out. So he has to perform an unconventional form of CPR where he squats over her face.
Okay, everybody get back. I need space. Get back. Get back. All right, I'm going to do CPR, okay? All right, okay. Here we go. Okay. Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Clear.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Welcome back, ma'am. You gave us a real scare there, but you're going to be okay.
There's just something about seeing somebody who's known for their acting chops just, like, squat over in a comedian's face and let one rip. That just really, just is really, really lighthearted and fun. And then there was a sketch where he and Bowen Yang had to play AI podcast hosts where they talked about U.S. history, and the students absolutely hated it.
Hey, young listeners, coming at you from the studio. My name is Drew Tu,
and I'm Jose Legit. So, yeah. This is our podcast. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too, man.
Good to see you in the studio.
Yeah, good to see you in the studio where we are. So, today we're here to talk about United States history.
That's right, yeah. So, as you know, I'm one of the founding fathers. And I've been thinking, what should I put in my new amazing project, the Constitution?
Oh, man, great question, Bay. Maybe something about the housing of soldiers in civilian homes during peacetime.
Yo, great idea for peacetime, Bay.
I love that, because I'm like, now I have a topic for ye olde gossip. Talk about housing for soldiers during peacetime. And then finally, he also played a group fitness instructor for one of those cardio classes where they strap you up to one of these bungee cords. Yeah. So he and all the other actors were, like, flying across the screen, and he did such a good job selling, like, the classic intense fitness instructor.
All right, dolls, we are about to show this man what a real workout looks like. Brace yourself. If you have a tampon in, push it up an extra inch. She's on the floor. Okay, here we go, ladies. 5, 4, 3, 2, frogging. Frogging, frogging, frogging. Now troll walk, troll walk, troll walk, troll walk. And jumping jacks, jumping jacks. Just your arms, just your arms.
He killed it. So if you haven't seen any of the SNL clips, like, please watch them on TikTok. Please watch them on YouTube. Like, it was so good. All right. The internet is divided on this viral TikTok about a bride telling her groom what he can't do. We'll get into the debate on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.